after hours-long debate here at the state legislature. A bill was finally passed with the state budget, and now it moves ahead to the Senate this morning. We're live breaking down the latest details.
Today is a WRL weather alert day as we have a potential tropical system headed our way. We'll likely begin to feel the impacts later today. Expect heavy rain and gusty winds. I'll show you what to expect and when coming up.
And heading to the beach this weekend, how the weather could impact your beach time.
Our Saturday is going to be messy and wet, and the rain will be starting tonight. Hello, everyone. We're here to prepare you for the WRL Weather Alert Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. With that in mind, let's go ahead and get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
That's right. So we're officially going to start off our WRL Weather Alert Day around 7 p.m. The rain is likely to start around the middle of the afternoon, but we give it a little bit of time, and that's when we'll likely have the potential for some flooding to begin. The winds will begin to pick up, and we're eventually likely to have at least 1 to 3 inches of rainfall across our area, and winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour, especially overnight tonight and into the first part of the day tomorrow. Here's a look at our potential tropical cyclone 16, waiting on the 5 a.m. advisory, which will come in most likely in the next 20 to 30 minutes. It's moving very slowly and continued to move slowly overnight last night, northeast at 3 miles per hour. Right now it has winds at 40 miles per hour, and that is tropical storm force, but it still doesn't have a closed circulation, and that's why it's still just a potential tropical cyclone. It continues to move slowly, but gains some strength. 50 mile per hour winds at around 8 a.m. This morning, 8 a.m. Saturday, winds potentially at 60 miles per hour. And most likely the storm is going to make landfall somewhere around Cape Lookout. And of course, it will spread a lot of rain across the state, especially for our area. It moves out quickly by Sunday. It's a tropical depression moving through Virginia and dissipating. We take a look at satellite and radar currently. We're starting to see some rain bands pushing in already along the Outer Banks and in parts of eastern North Carolina. There is a tropical storm warning in effect for our coast all the way up to our viewing area and eastward, but none of our viewing area in that tropical storm warning. That's where they could see gusts up to 60 miles per hour with up to 6 inches of rain and storm surge 2 to 4 feet. Here's what it looks like for us. It's a dry this morning, but it is definitely cloudy. We're going to see the rain starting to push in a little bit later on. You can see at lunchtime that rain beginning to move into our eastern counties. We'll likely see the rain in the triangle starting right after lunchtime to mid-afternoon. And then those rain bands continue to push eastward or westward, I should say. We'll continue to see the rain through Saturday morning, but by Sunday, all this pulls out of here, and it does look like we'll be nice and dry on Sunday. You can see Saturday still at 5 to 7 o'clock. We have some lingering showers across our area. So rain and breezy conditions are going to be our biggest issue. We do have a level one risk for severe storms from the Triangle area eastward. Oftentimes, with landfalling systems like this, we see tornadoes. Those are more likely to our east. Wilson, you take a look at the whirligigs. They're spinning around, but the wind's not too strong just yet. Mid-60s heading out the door with a dew point of 61 hour by hour. It's going to be a much cooler day today with highs in the mid-70s, and that rain starts after lunchtime.
Elizabeth, thanks. It's round two of votes today for the state's new budget. You're looking live outside the legislative building where lawmakers had a long night as they prepare for an early morning. The budget cleared the state house just after midnight, and now it will go before the state Senate around 9 o'clock this morning. WRL's Laura Levine joining us live now to explain what happened last night and how it sets things up for today. Laura, good morning.
Hey, Ken, good morning. Yes, we know that this took really weeks and months to get to this point, and the House did vote 70 to 40 last night, and we know this morning it now moves to the Senate at 9 a.m. This followed a day of intense debate over the $30 million budget. In initial votes Thursday, every Democrat in the state Senate voted against the budget, as did all but a small handful of Democrats in the House, despite the budget containing Medicaid expansion, a key priority of Democrats for years. They said the budget contained too many other objectionable features, such as further tax cuts, too low raises for state workers, and hundreds of millions in additional funding for private schools in the form of tuition vouchers. So this morning, five Democrats voted with Republicans to move the budget forward. Governor Roy Cooper says he wasn't sure yet if he vetoed the budget after it passes the legislature. He likes that it expands Medicaid. However, he says he is concerned that many parts of it are unconstitutional or simply misguided.
We were able to perform CPR on Medicaid expansion once again. It was resuscitated, and that would allow us to get health insurance to more than 600,000 North Carolinians.
So we'll be following, of course, what happens in the state Senate at 9 a.m. this morning. And if it passes here, then it'll move on to Governor Cooper's desk. He'll have at least 10 days to take action before it automatically becomes law. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Also happening today in the legislature, an election overhaul bill goes up for another vote this morning. Republican lawmakers finalized legislation yesterday that would overhaul state and county board of elections ahead of the 2024 elections. House Bill 749 is scheduled to go before the state Senate, but Republican negotiators in the two chambers have reached an agreement on the final details. The bill would overhaul the state board of elections as well as all 100 county boards. It would strip the governor's ability to appoint the board members who vote on decisions. They include determining whether to put early voting sites, whether to declare someone ineligible to run for office, and whether to start an investigation into allegations of fraud or other malfeasance.
A 9-year-old is recovering this morning after being hit by a car. It happened in Holly Springs on Autumn Park Avenue and Avent Ferry Road. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on scene last night around 8 while police conducted their investigation. We're told the child was crossing the street to their neighborhood when a 17-year-old driver hit the child. That person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Officers have not said if charges will be filed.
People in Northampton County are being asked to lock their doors and be on the lookout after a man escaped custody following an arrest. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Dwan Boone of Pendleton escaped yesterday after being arrested at his home on numerous outstanding warrants. Deputies are searching for him around the town of Jackson. If you have any information, you're encouraged to call 911.
If you're making your way to the coast this weekend, be prepared for rain and wind. As Elizabeth talked about, that's where we could see the greatest impact from the tropical weather. WRL Shelley Jackson joins us live this morning. Shelley, good morning. I know the storm will not keep people away from getting in their coastal trip, but what should they be prepared for?
Well, rain and wind could bring some possible power outages. And, you know, with this a long weekend for a lot of folks in Wake County, they'll be heading along this stretch of I-40 for that last weekend trip to the beach. If you're one of those people, make sure to pack an emergency kit. Include a flashlight, extra batteries, food, water, and, of course, a phone charger. Governor Cooper and state emergency management officials are urging you to be prepared and stay safe if you're at the beach. They say they are ready to respond to any issues. We've been talking to folks, businesses along the beach near Wrightsville Beach, who say they are just keeping an eye on the storm.
It's just kind of like another Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's, you know, we'll watch it. If it picks up more than what they're saying, then, you know, we'll make decisions as they happen, as things happen. But until then, we're looking to be business as usual.
Now, if you're heading to the beach, make sure you sign up for weather alerts at WRAL.com. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, live along I-40.
And the WRAL Severe Weather Team will continue tracking the system throughout today and the weekend. You can get instant updates and alerts in the WRAL News app. It is free to download.
A high school football player in Franklinton was taken to the hospital after he needed emergency attention during a game. The player was hurt during last night's game against Nash Central. Franklin County school leaders say EMS was needed to check the player's heart rate and blood pressure. He was then transported to Wake Med for further treatment. A referee was also hurt during that game, possibly suffering from an ACL. The game was called off after the third quarter because there were not enough officials to continue.
Investigators told WRL the man accused of stealing a car and leading officers on a miles-long chase stole another car hours before in Somerville, South Carolina. Investigators say Quentin Williams carjacked a car just outside of Charleston Wednesday morning. He left the area and made his way up I-95 in Nash County. That's where deputies say he stole the second vehicle and led authorities on a chase. He crashed into deputies in Weldon, sending two of them to the hospital. Williams is in critical condition. He has not been formally charged. Both deputies have now been released from the hospital.
More of the nation's auto workers could walk off the job in a matter of hours. The United Auto Workers Union says workers at more auto plants will join the picket line at noon today unless significant progress is made in negotiations with the big three automakers. The strike started a week ago with about 13,000 workers at three key plants. The union's demands include 40% higher wages over the next 4 years. As the strike continues, Stellantis, GM, and Ford are laying off some non-union workers. The fallout is also hitting other industries as well. U.S. Steel laid off hundreds of workers in Illinois this week.
You may find yourself standing in line a little longer at the gas station today. That's because folks are rushing to grab their Powerball tickets. The jackpot, now an estimated $725 million after no one won Wednesday night. If you win and go with the lump sum, you could take home nearly $246 million. The next drawing is tomorrow night, right here on WREL.
Well, the fast start for Christian McCaffrey and the San Francisco 49ers isn't slowing down. They hosted the New York Giants last night. Well, check this out. On this one, McCaffrey went over 5,000 yards for his career. Late in the game, he got into the end zone for a touchdown. The 49ers improved to 3-0 on the season with a 30-12 win.
The clock is ticking down for a potential government shutdown as we look live at the U.S. Capitol building in D.C. this morning. We're taking a look at how it could impact you and your family if lawmakers do not reach a deal.
Also, do you have unpaid medical bills piling up on your credit card report? Well, that could soon change. We'll explain.
And you are looking live at Raleigh. We will stay dry for much of the morning and afternoon. By evening, things will start to change. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center tracking the timing for our rain in the area today and tomorrow.
It is 4:44. We do have a level one risk for severe storms today from the Triangle area eastward. Notice it's a level two risk closer to the coast. That's where there's a better chance for isolated tornadoes. We couldn't completely rule that out because this will be potentially a tropical system coming on shore. The best chance of that is going to be late tonight. We take a look at Apex. All is quiet, but of course we have rain on the way and windy conditions too. Take along your raincoat, your umbrella. You'll definitely need it by the time you're coming home from work. If you're coming home in the afternoon or evening, it's definitely going to be wet. Exercise planner, definitely the first part of the day will be dry this morning. We'll likely start to see the rain moving into the viewing area between, say, noon and 3. And temperatures will be cool. Temperatures will feel good, but it'll be rather wet later today. Coming up, we'll have the 5 o'clock advisory.
Elizabeth, thanks. Two people in Goldsboro are facing gun charges after police say a 6-year-old accidentally shot themselves in the hand. 22-year-old Eliana Parker and 27-year-old Terrell Bedell were both charged with failure to secure firearms. Officers were made aware of the shooting Monday night after trying to make a traffic stop on the way to the hospital. They were held on a $5,000 bond. The 6-year-old is expected to be okay.
Lawmakers in Washington are scrambling to avoid a government shutdown as we look live at the U.S. Capitol this morning. The federal government runs out of money at the end of September. Now, without congressional action, it shuts down on October 1st for the first time since 2019. Democrats and some Republicans have argued to pass bills to fund the government through next year, but House Republicans want to cut $300 billion of spending, slashing budgets, including education, nutrition, and environmental programs. A government shutdown would force hundreds of thousands of federal workers to be furloughed or to work without pay until the shutdown ends. National parks would be closed and government services like food safety inspections, passport applications, and small business loans would be slowed.
New this morning, the Senate will vote today on a bill that would loosen some of the state's environmental restrictions. The House passed the bill late last night. It makes changes to the state's water protection, fishing, food inspection, construction, and state procurement laws. GOP lawmakers say the changes will help keep the state's business climate moving forward. Opponents say it puts the environment at risk by sacrificing water quality.
Granville County getting new EMS vehicles. The Granville Health System says it's getting funding from the county to help pay for the new vehicles. The vehicles will be equipped with the latest medical technology and safety features. Well, the fireworks at the Durham City Council meetings continue. In the group's first meeting since council member Monique Halsey-Hyman was cleared of corruption allegations by the SBI, she thanked those who stood with her. She had a different message for the four other council members who were not at her press conference Wednesday.
You tried to ruin my life. And all I tried to do was come in and be a colleague. And I really was excited. I was so excited to be able to work to the residents of Durham.
Well, the district attorney's memo says there is no evidence there was a coordinated effort by any other council members to initiate allegations against Halsey-Hyman.
If you have unpaid medical bills, they could soon be wiped from your credit reports. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is considering a proposal that would stop credit companies from including that type of debt on Americans' credit reports. The agency's director says medical bills are often mistakes because of issues with insurance and coverage and should not impact credit scores or the ability to receive a loan. The agency wants input from small businesses that might be affected before the rule is proposed next year. Bad weather is threatening the 45th annual International Folk Festival this weekend in Fayetteville. This is the second year the festival is back on after it was shut down during the pandemic. Fort Liberty makes Fayetteville a melting pot of cultures from all around the world. In addition to international cuisine, there was a parade of nations with 1,500 participants scheduled, but weather has forced that to be canceled. In 2018, Hurricane Florence flooded parts of downtown Fayetteville, but the weather receded just in time to let the festival go on. There are so many other festivals happening this weekend, and so we're watching the weather closely. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to help you make your plans.
Yes, it is a WRL weather alert day. The timing of the rain is going to be early to mid-afternoon as it begins, but it's likely to become rather heavy by 7 p.m. So that's when we're starting our WRL weather alert day. That rain will be heavy into early Saturday and won't likely taper off until sometime during the evening on Saturday. We're looking at 1 to 3 inches of rain across our viewing area, and winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour, especially tonight and early Saturday. Here's a look at the big picture. We still have the low pressure system here. It is still a potential tropical storm. It has not yet formed a closed circulation, which it would have to if it was going to be technically a tropical system. That doesn't really mean anything to us. Impacts will be the same. We're starting to see some rain pushing inland there along the coast. And here is potential tropical cyclone 16. This is the 5 a.m. advisory. So this is the brand new information that just came in. Winds at 50 miles per hour, definitely picking up some forward speed now compared to what we saw overnight last night, moving north at 14. And so we're going to see this storm getting closer to us as we get through the next few hours. So by 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, 60 mile per hour winds. The forecast track is not really much changed from what we saw yesterday. It's likely to move inland here in eastern North Carolina. This is 2 a.m. on Sunday with 40 mile per hour winds, becoming a tropical depression and moving back out to sea. Tropical storm warning in effect for our coastline and inland, up to but not including our viewing area. Could see as much as 4 to 6 inches of rain here with storm surge 2 to 4 feet and winds gusting 40 to 60 miles per hour. The storm surge watch and warning is mainly for the Outer Banks. You can see that peak storm surge looking at as much as 2 to 4 feet. We also have a heavy surf advisory that's in effect up and down the coast. Let's talk about the timeline for the rain for us. We'll move things ahead. Starting to see some of that rain around lunchtime in our eastern counties. It moves into the Triangle area around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and keeps on pushing westward. It's going to be heavy overnight tonight. Again, we'll see 1 to 3 inches of rain. Notice there Saturday morning, it's still fairly heavy. Once we get to lunchtime, it starts to taper off just a little bit. We will still have continued showers as we get into the afternoon and evening on Saturday, but Sunday looks much drier. We do have a level one risk for severe storms in our viewing area for today, mostly expecting to see the best chance of those stronger storms overnight tonight. Here's a look at rainfall totals. Western counties likely to be closer to an inch, closer to 3 inches along and east of I-95 for the Triangle, about an inch to an inch and a half. 40 mile per hour wind gusts here could be 60 to 65 possibly at the coast. So we take a look at those wind gusts. And of course, one of our favorite events, Benson Mule Day, is definitely going to be affected by this. We're looking at rain tonight with windy conditions and much of Saturday, but Sunday's still looking good with partly cloudy skies and 80 degrees. Football Friday also is going to be windy and very wet and cool with temperatures in the 60s for any games that they're going to play tonight. You can see the whirligigs there and Wilson starting to spin around a bit. 64 is our current temperature, and around town today we're looking at temperatures just in the mid 70s with the clouds and the rain. Tomorrow a cool day, 67 degrees, but again Sunday's looking nice. We have some good looking weather in our forecast for next week until the middle of the week when we'll see a few storms.
Elizabeth, thanks.
Well, if you have young children around you, you want to listen to this. After the break, we'll explain why a series of books is at the center of a recall that could potentially be life-threatening.